School districts across Maine found out yesterday how much money they're getting from the state to help fund education next year. Based on the preliminary numbers, the Department of Education will give districts more than $1.1 billion, and many schools will get additional funding for areas like special education and vocational training. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, the extra money also comes with an added burden that has some local officials concerned.
The state has made a lot of changes in how it pays for schools over the past year. Arguably, the biggest change was a budget deal reached last summer that added about $162 million towards education over 2 years. The Department of Education says the added money is going towards various changes next year, including boosts to public preschool and students with disabilities. Education Commissioner Robert Hassan says the ultimate goal of many of these policies is to reach disadvantaged students and provide more equity in education across the state.
But the end result is that students are able to achieve at a higher level in all areas.
Districts are still poring over the new figures to determine what they mean. But on the whole, it appears that many communities will see more funds for the upcoming school year, particularly districts with higher numbers of English language learners and students with disabilities. Lewiston, for example, will receive an additional $1.6 million for just special education. RSU 39 in Caribou is also seeing an increase, and that's a good thing, says Superintendent Tim Doak.
You know, hopefully this is a different year for us, and hopefully we can continue to go forward with this money and put it to good use for the communities and for the schools.
But not everyone is celebrating.
It was widely advertised by the legislature and the Department of Ed what a windfall local districts will be receiving this year, and that's not the case. I mean, we're down.
Mary Nash is the superintendent of SAD 35 in Elliott, near the New Hampshire border. She says she's still sorting through much of the new data, but she says on its face, it's not good for her district. Nash says for many reasons, including because SAD 35 has fewer students who are disadvantaged or who are in special education, it could lose more than $400,000 from the state this year. Nash says that means the district will likely be looking at a range of options to make up the shortfall, which could include cutting staff.
That's what we're trying to do, is make the very best choices that we can, given the limited options that we seem to have in terms of dollars.
Other school officials say the increase in state funding comes with another challenge, too. This year, the state has increased the local property tax rate that towns must pay in order to receive the full state subsidy. That has some school officials nervous about approaching residents for even more money. In Lewiston, Superintendent Bill Webster says he's thankful for an increase in funding from the state. But in order to receive all the funds, the city may need to increase some taxes by a substantial amount, as much as 5%, Webster says.
In Lewiston's case, that's an extra $1 million that has to be raised locally.
Districts will have the next few months to plan out their budgets and get them approved by school boards and local voters. And many say the increased state subsidy should make that process a bit easier. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.